We've all done it. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The kids are home from school. You want to show them what you do for a living, so you take them to work. And if your job happens to be air traffic controller, that means taking your son to the control tower at JFK.
What do you get, guys, when the kids are out of school?
JetBlue 171 contact departure.
Over to departure, JetBlue 171. Awesome job.
That's what pilots were hearing on February 17th. Everybody's having a good time. The kid has the lingo down.
AMAX 403, contact departure, adios.
Contact departure, Idle Mexico 403, adios.
He's good.
Contact departure, adios, amigos.
Adios, amigos. Over to departure, JetBlue 195.
And he's helping our relations with Latin America, too. At one point, one of the pilots responds, "Wish I could bring my kid to work." And why not? Those planes practically fly themselves. But the FAA, according to Mary Schiavo, former Inspector General for the Department of Transportation, is somewhat humorless about stuff like this.
You are allowed to have guests in the air traffic control tower, but they are not allowed to direct traffic. So while the controller could have taken a guest to work with him, there are strict rules about they cannot interfere, they have to stay out of the way.
And so the FAA has suspended both the dad and his boss while they investigate. Although, you know, maybe the chief FAA investigator could have his kid investigate.
Good day, dude.
Delta 216. See you later, dude.
You know, there are some jobs, though, where it might work. I've had some of you point out that my job could be done by a fifth grader. Maybe give Sasha and Malia a crack at the healthcare thing. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.